Hi guys, this is Nadine from Canada, and you are listening to Cut to the Chase podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Cut to the Chase, episode 42, Emotional Intelligence. So today I've brought back a special guest. And I have to basically say that this special guest is a dear friend. She's been a life coach. She's been my pick-me-up. She's been my letdown. She's been my rock. She's been my slap in the face. She's been all of the above. But you guys may remember her from episode 4, Grad Problems. You also may remember her from episode 7, which was one of our predominantly successful podcasts, which talks about It's About You, Are You Happy? And now I've brought her back for episode 42 to talk about emotional intelligence. Now, this featured guest has been, I'll tell you, she's been promoting emotional intelligence for quite some time through her own venture of Nadine Unscripted. She's been talking about it on her blog. She's been out there on LinkedIn. She's been touting it on Facebook and social media. And you guys are probably all wondering, well, who is it, Greg? You know, you haven't said their name. Well, listen, let me just give a little bit of a backstory. So my guest here has an unconventional life story. She's got life coaching skills. She's on an entrepreneurial journey that has molded her into a relationship specialist who has the ability to grasp the depths of compassion, knowledge, and understanding that can only be derived from experience. Now, when I read that, people go, wow, you know, was that like through heartbreak? Was through that devastation, through frustration? Well, I'm just going to tell you all of the above, all of the above. She has firsthandedly understands the devastation of divorce, burnout, heartache, challenges, balancing her demands and career as an entrepreneur, as well as balancing that as a mom. Now, I know her from all dimensions, all right? You know, like I said, you know, she's been my rock. She's been a great friend. She's been, you know, the coach. She's been the punching bag, you know, kind of punch me in the face every now and then. Me being the bag, her being the punch. But anyway, you know, through all of this intense self-exploration, therapy, life coaching, learning from the hardness of lessons, she experienced powerful inner transformation and healing. Determined to use every single ounce. Okay, I'm going to say that again for our listeners. Determined to use every single ounce of her pain to help others avoid the same mistakes she made as she began to pursue her career as a life coach. She has since helped navigate many people through their own journey of transformation. And I have to say, I've been one of those guys, because you know what, before I let her speak, man, it seems like, and I'm going to be honest now with our listeners, it seems like this is very close to our first year anniversary of knowing each other. And so, Nadine, what do you have to say about that intro?
Wow. Like, that is wow. And I don't know if it's because you've been doing this for a while now that your intros have become like just an absolute like entertaining showstopper. Or if I should be super flattered because you're just that like enamored by me.
It's a combination of both, pal. Combination of both.
amazing. And I mean, I definitely could never say it as well as you said it.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I guess I've been practicing a lot. So any remarks for our listeners before we dive into our topic today?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say I have been working with Greg for a while now in all different aspects, as he's mentioned. And it's been absolutely amazing to see the transformation, the journey. I remember even just hinting at you to, you know, consider maybe becoming a little bit more, you know, just showing the world a little bit more of you on, you know, the different social media platforms, and how that was kind of a foreign or just like uncomfortable idea back then. And now looking at how like this podcast has exploded, it's just, it's so inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, between you and, let's see, at least four other women in my life that have kind of, you know, open up the door to Pandora's box, as they say.
It's beautiful to see the creativity and the inspiration flow, and, you know, to see that other people are also being pulled into this and being a part of this and how it's impacting others. It's really amazing to see.
I certainly appreciate it there, my friend. I certainly appreciate it. Like I said, I have so much respect and admiration for you. And, you know, those were tough times back then, you know, and certainly the topic we're going to talk about today, you know, there was a lot of distraught stress, you know, emotional intelligence. I mean, how I dealt with my kids and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just, you know, I think I was kind of all over the place, just trying to bring it back into the fold. And certainly, you know, you helped energize some of that, along with my wife and my mom and, you know, everyone else that was out there to support me to kind of push me in the right direction and plant some seeds, you know, those seeds of thinking about things differently, looking at things differently, and not putting so much pressure on myself. You know, it's definitely commendable for people to kind of, like you stated earlier, break through my shell, you know.
I mean, yes.
Because I had a business acumen, you know, and it was like, hey, all business, kind of no play, and those type of things didn't quite go very well. You know, I still go back, as we're talking about emotional intelligence, you know, you having me draw the wheel on the piece of paper and basically say, all right, now in this corner is going to be this corner is going to be that. And okay, on a scale of 1 to 9, as you start on the inside and work your way out, where are you? And I remember going like, oh yeah, it's probably about a 6. That's a 5. That's a 4.
Yes. And it was amazing to watch those numbers go up through time. Oh, and yeah, I just started reading this book called Emotional Intelligence 2.0 by Travis Bradbury and Jean Greaves. And I mean, a lot of the content in the book is stuff that I've naturally come to learn, but it's really amazing to read it in a way that like explains the logic behind everything that life has taught me. And obviously there's a lot of new things that I've been learning too, but I just thought, you know what, whatever I am learning in my life, usually, especially for myself, I like to share it and I like to twist it and use it in a way that can help other people also. So that's kind of what you've been hearing the last couple of weeks.
Well, certainly, I think, you know, as I look at emotional intelligence, and the things that, you know, you're really focused in on right now are kind of like the three key dimensions of emotional intelligence. You know, it's the attention. Am I able to feel and express properly?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the second one is being clarity. You know, do I, or, you know, can I understand and state, you know, my position or feelings well enough? And then I think the one thing that you have been like, oh my God, I mean, I saw some stuff you put out there and I was just like, man, you know, I don't know if everybody's seeing what I'm seeing, but man, she's calling some people out, you know, and really, that was like, it's kind of like the reparation, you know, am I able to regulate the emotional state correctly? You know, that reparation is something that I saw through a post that I believe you put out, something along the lines of, and I forget exactly what it was, but it was along the lines of dating. And and you had like a 3-stage approach towards, if you're meeting someone online and, you know, going through that process. And I think you said by like day 3, something. I can't remember.
Maybe explain it. Yeah. Yes. So right now the big thing is online dating, obviously, especially with the pandemic.
Right.
And here's the thing is people a lot of times don't know how to fast forward that pen pal type of relationship from just a connection to a, like, let's actually make this a little bit more concrete. So what I always suggest people who are dating online is if you've been chatting for like 3 days and there hasn't been like a phone call, or just like a meetup or something, it's
video chat or something. Right.
Yeah. Like you're kind of wasting your time because there's so much to be said for a connection in person or a connection, even on the phone. The way that you converse with your voice is so different than texting. Like you might think that you have like great chemistry through text. It could be a completely different story on the phone. So my thing is like, don't be afraid or don't hesitate to bring it to that next level. Knowing how to express that is not always the easiest thing for people. And I've created scripts for people to know how to bring it to that next stage, but it's still not an easy thing. And, you know, just like any time that there's something that we want or desire, crave, or even need, it's not always very easy to express those things.
Totally agree. Totally agree with you. Like I said, it was one of those things where when it caught my eye and I saw it, I just kind of laughed and I said, you know what? That's my buddy. She's a part of the power team. She's out there laying down the law, you know, for people to really keep themselves in check. And so let's kind of jump into kind of emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence is emerging as one of the most important qualities. I mean, let's think about that. I mean, emotional intelligence has been around for freaking years, but now we put a buzzword on it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying, well, you know, are you emotionally intelligent enough?
Yeah.
Or are you? I mean, it's just like all these other new buzzwords that have been created based on COVID. And I'm saying to myself, people, you know, it's called maturity. People, it's called awareness. People, it's called, you know, it's all of these things, but no, we've put emotional intelligence wrapped around it.
Yeah.
And so the funny thing about it is to me, and you know, as I did some research on this because I had to get myself up to speed to be able to, you know, bring this conversation with you home, right?
Right.
It's basically, you know, it refers to the person's ability to understand emotions.
Yes.
And to use them productively in the right context, you know, would it be workplace or dealing with the family, through collaborating with others, understanding how others feel, influencing and inspiring. That's the piece right there where when you were able to help me through the transformation back almost a year ago, whether you want to admit that or not, it's been almost a year. You know, that switch went off and my God, you know, now I see that, yeah, I'm in that tranche per se of inspiring, nurturing, growth, coaching, mentoring, you know, and it's a whole different dynamic to me as opposed to just being all about business. And you know, that's great. So before I let you jump in here, you know, I want to say that the emotional intelligence test measures the ability, you know, to really find kind of the strong correlation between not only the importance of what, let's just say, an organization behavior is, but the leadership, you know, the job performance and the commitment, the job attitude, how well you deal with stress, you know, your teammates, you know, and those type of things. And then, you know, it just kind of brings in, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, I deal a lot with customers. And so it brings in the fact of how I interact with other people, including the customer service aspect which is, you know, extremely important also. And so, you know, as we talk about that and how important and how critical it is, and based on what we were talking about earlier, you know, emotional intelligence really involves a lot of what we see and do every single day. You know, I use the example of what you stated earlier about what you put out there about the third time you're talking with somebody, and if you haven't had any type of face-to-face interaction, well, that requires a level of emotional intelligence so that you don't get your heart broken, you know, getting your spirits up thinking that's going to happen, and then it doesn't, because you know, maybe you're talking to somebody that's catfishing you.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. And like, there's so many catfish out there now. I feel protective about people who are like online dating because, well, it depends on like how much time they've been out there. But if they haven't been out there very long, and let's say they're just getting back into the dating game, if the last time that they dated was like, you know, 10, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it's a whole other world. It's a whole other wave. So,
right.
Yeah.
So let's kind of dive into, I mean, you deal with a lot of different, you know, genres and categories of business-minded folks, even, you know, entrepreneurs or presidents or CEOs. And when it comes to these type of topics that, you know, you're trying to help these people, you know, get their life back on the tracks and help them kind of transform and cultivate through your coaching, you know, what are some of the things that you kind of lay out as roadmaps for them?
Self-awareness is definitely like, it's definitely the starting point, because and you know, that's also the foundation of emotional intelligence. It's really that self-awareness, because what can you really do if you don't have the self-awareness? How do you even know what to work on if you don't have the self-awareness? So, you know, I do find that a lot of entrepreneurs and executives, they often have a very heightened sense of self-awareness, especially when it comes to just like, it's kind of funny to say, but like, business related things, you know, like it's not so much self-awareness as it is like just awareness of like the space that they're in. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I help them so much, the reason why I specialize in helping them with relationships, is because sometimes that's really where there's a lack of self-awareness, is sometimes they'll know that they're not like happy, but they won't really understand why they're not happy. Sometimes they don't really understand what's missing, or, you know, that's why a lot of times, like just even asking the question, like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, it's a big one, and it opens a lot of doors and a lot of questions, but that's like always the starting point. And then from there, we move on to, you know, actually, you know, being able to identify that, like you were saying, identify those emotions, figuring out how to express them, and then obviously knowing how to handle them. So that's another big thing with emotional intelligence. So you go from self-awareness to managing the emotions. And what's really interesting and what I've been reading about too is that there's two parts to the brain. There's the emotional part and then there's the thinking part, you know, to put it in simple terms. And the emotional part always comes first. You always feel before you think. And so it's like practicing a muscle, going from feeling to thinking and then rationalizing your emotions. That's what kind of helps you to handle your feelings, and going from like feeling something intense to your mind rationalizing those feelings and helping you just control those emotions. That's like a huge part of emotional intelligence.
Right. So would it be safe to say that when the mind of an entrepreneur or an executive kind of focuses in more on the extremities of, really the nature of the organization. And from what I'm gathering from you is the organization is only a piece, but if you're married and you have kids and you have a family, you've got to find that balance. And in most cases, what you're saying to the audience right now is you're saying that that balance has been disrupted so that the individual really cannot connect back to, say, the family in this particular case on a level that provides that emotional connectivity that the family is yearning for. It. Would that be a safe assumption to say?
That's definitely a huge, huge part of it. But I don't exclude also the connection that they might have with their clients or colleagues. So when I work with the relationship aspect for entrepreneurs, a lot of times they will have the same kind of issues parallel in their family as they have with their clients and with their colleagues. For example, managing expectations. They might be so wanting to please their family that they'll make a lot of promises and they'll tell them that, okay, I'll be here for this, I'll be here for that. And, you know, just kind of like setting up this expectation that they will be able to be present in a way that they maybe can't. And the same goes with their clients. You know, everybody in business is familiar with that saying, under promise and over deliver. But a lot of times we want to please the people right away. And so we'll tell them like, listen, we've got this for you. I'll have it by this time. They give these like, you know, deadlines that are just totally stretching them, maybe unrealistically. And then what ends up happening is they have like all these people, and same with their colleagues. Like maybe they tell them, listen, you'll probably like the business is probably going to be doing like great by this time of the year. And then you'll probably be able to start getting paid more money or whatever it is. The managing of expectations, and this is only one example of a kind of issue that might arise. And, you know, that comes from the need, that emotional need to want to please people. But if rationally they can think about, like, can I really do this? Is this truly something that I can handle? Is this in my bandwidth? Can I really offer what I'm saying that I can offer? That is, you know, to be able to be realistic in those expectations and know how to express them and not be so afraid to let people down in the beginning versus like letting people down later is a really good example of just knowing how to like manage those relationships.
Yeah. I think what you chimed in on there in your explanation is something that, you know, even with me being an entrepreneur, you know, business owner, I found that early on, I ended up carrying a lot of burden that perhaps maybe I shouldn't have carried on, you know, for as many years as I did because of the simple fact that I was always trying to put others before myself. And like you said, trying to please everyone and not really looking back on, you know, what my needs were because I was always so focused in on the business. And, you know, obviously through your coaching and guidance and other people's coaching and guidance, you know, I'm on a new journey now. I mean, it's a different transformation, but solely or truly can relate to what you're stating there. Yeah.
And I would say it's actually a very common issue with entrepreneurs and executives. Mm-hmm. And the self-awareness part is that sometimes they get so caught up in just making sure everyone around them is happy that they forget to check in with themselves and see if they're happy. And then on the other hand, some people, they just get so busy with everything and everything is so all about tasks that they forget to see people as people and not just a means to an end. So that's where like the empathy comes in. Empathy is a huge skill and it can be learned because if you're self-aware of yourself, you can start becoming aware of other people's feelings as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rather intriguing because, you know, earlier on with a good friend of mine, we talked about, do we genuinely care? You know, and I think that subject kind of correlates to what we're talking about right now with yes. emotional intelligence, because, you know, the things that require us as human beings to understand that we don't want to harm people, we want to think about the better good of not only ourselves, our families, but others, sometimes that gets overlooked. You know, and the one example that I used when we had this conversation was the simple fact of, you know, lately here in San Antonio, if I'm at the stoplight and I know it's my time to go because the light has turned green, but you're sitting at the intersection, well, you've got people barreling through the red light, not even being conscious or aware that, hey, mm-hmm. you're supposed to stop. Now, maybe they could have been distracted, or maybe something else could be going on in the car. But overall, you're in a vehicle. You're in a motor vehicle that's driving. And to me, that clearly indicates that, one, you don't genuinely care about your safety or anybody else.
Right.
And probably, two, your intelligence of being able to stay focused in on what's the right thing to do at the right moment in time is way out in left field, which, uh-huh. you know, which is something that I figured I would kind of add to the overall scheme of things that we're talking about, because yes. to me, it's important that all these things go hand in hand. And I think with all of this pent up energy, this cabin fever stuff that's going oh my on goodness. Right now, yeah. everybody is just sitting on pins and needles going, okay, what the, you know, what is going to happen next? Because I can't stand this anymore. I just yeah. can't do it anymore. And I think everybody's emotional intelligence is getting pushed to the brink right now, because it's
absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Do I really want to be around, you know, my kids 24/7 or, mm-hmm. you know, why can't we get them back into school? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? And it's not based on the fact that we don't love them. It's just based on the fact that the mind needs to be able to have a multitude of things that it engages with on a daily basis. And, you know, when I sat down and looked at how my emotional intelligence was being handled in the aspect of what's going on with COVID, my wife and I basically said, look, you've got an office, I've got an office. We've got the common area, and yeah. then, okay, we've got the bedroom that we sleep in. So we literally get up in the mornings and it's like, hey, I've got to go to work, you know, so I'm in my office. She's got to go to work too. She's in her office. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we may not see each other for 4 or 5 hours, except for when it's lunchtime or something like that. And then, you know, at the end of the day. So, but that's how it works. You gotta find that routine. You gotta not let the worldly events of what's happening on the outside affect what's going on the inside, because it's very easy for that to happen. You know, it's very yeah. easy for that to happen.
Exactly. And, you know, as the, you know, some, there's a lot of tricks to, there's a lot of tips to like improving that emotional intelligence, you know, in moments like these, like in COVID and the pandemic, it's extra challenging because now the emotions are way more easily triggered because there's not a lot of time to rest those emotions and calm them down in like the in-between stage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's basically positive motivation is really crucial in that, you know, being able to have hope and optimism mm-hmm. is really something that can help the negative, like the negative mindset or even the depression is being, and, you know, as they say, like being able to enter into flow. So flow is what they call like basically emotional intelligence at its best. And I would say for you, it almost sounds like you're in your flow when you're doing these podcasts. So well,
I'm not an expert, but I mean, you know, hey, you know,
but when I say flow is it's when you are fully engaged in a task.
Yep.
And you love the work that is involved and you feel natural. So it's kind of between like boredom and anxiety, and it's you're positive, you're channeled, and you're directed at the task in hand. It's almost like a state of self-forgetfulness and focused attention. So like, you know, kind of a state of joy. That is actually that is our peak performance state, and it's called flow.
Yeah. Well, it's rather, I'm going to bring this story up because, you know, by you saying flow, it's just so funny because probably about a week ago, there was individuals that had basically contacted us and they were like, hey, you know, we'd like to, you know, help you market, brand, and promote your podcast. I'm thinking like, okay, we're doing all that already ourselves. I mean, like, what are you going to bring to the table? And so they kept bugging me. So we were back and forth. And then finally I got on the phone with them. And then the first thing they tell me is like, hey, we think you should change the name. And I'm like, what? Change the name of the podcast? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, you know, you've turned me off. The light switch is off already. And so basically, you know, I went through and I listened to their spill. And I was kind of chuckling because I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, either you didn't read all the literature that we've got out there about why I created Cut to the Chase and the purpose of Cut to the Chase, you know, why the name is so unique in such a way, because there are other Cut to the Chase, but it's spelled cut, you know, with a C, to the chase. Yeah. And so I told him, I said, well, what's your rationale and basis behind insinuating that I should change the name? And they basically said, well, Greg, you know, it appears to us that you're a professional guy. And I'm like, yep, you're right, professional. And Greg, you know, you're dealing with a lot of business-minded people and you're dealing with this and you're dealing with that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Greg, you know, when are they going to drop the bomb? Do I need to have my emotional, intelligence in check, or do I just go off, you know, like a cold-blooded, you know, nuke school one? And so they got to their punch, and the punch was, Greg, the name Cut to the Chase is like slang. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, and what's wrong with that? And they're like, well, we don't think that's appropriate for the type of conversations that you're having. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, have you listened to any one of my podcasts? Have you seen the comments and the critiques and the followers that we have out there, the uniqueness that we bring to the table? Have you thought about the fact that just based on what you told me, that I am professional, that maybe this is my alter ego, maybe this is my outlet, maybe this is a therapeutic way for me to go back and give back to the community based on all the things that I know and how I can bring that in the basis of one platform? And then guess what I heard?
What?
Crickets.
Actually, what you just said is like, sounds like an amazing elevator pitch.
But at the end of the day, though, it's like, you know, I think everybody knows this, that follow me and that are my, you know, my fans and followers that are out there on LinkedIn. And they know I've been very truthful about, you know, who I am, you know, certain things about my personal life I just don't open up to. But certainly when it comes to just talking about realness, you know, authentic stuff, you know, that is what Cut to the Chase is all about. That's it. That's what we talk about. We want to talk about these type of things on this program.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I was like, I wasn't necessarily ruffled, you know, based on some of the value that they added or some of the value that they didn't add. But in the same aspect, it's like, hey, you're talking to someone that's only been doing this for like less than 4 months, you know, and where we are today is something that I didn't even factor into my planning, because I never even thought this was going to be a hobby almost turning into something that I can monetize, which is kind of crazy to even think about that at this point. But, you know, it's just a simple aspect of what I was getting to. My point here is some of the things that I see as we're talking about emotional intelligence goes back to what I consider to be a good old handshake. Remember back in the old days how people would have common courtesy and dignity and respect, and they would come to you maybe if they didn't like you, maybe if they didn't give up, you know, a 2 cents about you. But if you met someone face to face in the eyes, by God, you shook their damn hand.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You shook their hand.
And now we give each other the elbow.
And so now we give everybody the elbow, but in some cases, we don't even give the dignity of ensuring that people are people, like you said, said earlier. I mean, we got to deal with the emotional piece. Yeah. You know, I get like, sell. I'm thinking to myself, you're telling me all these things I'm supposed to know, but yet if I go ask one question like, did you look at a website? Did you listen to a podcast? Did you see anything that's out there about me? And 9 times out of 10, 99.9%. The answer is like, oh, no, we didn't do that. Well, how good is your elevator pitch if you're coming at me with a sale before you come at me with understanding what I'm all about? Yeah. And to me, that is a quintessential aspect of emotional intelligence from the old school days to the new school days.
Absolutely. Understanding, empathy, 100%. It was like a good rant, like not an actual rant, but it was like this is my point. Like, you're getting to be like, oh, I'm gonna pitch this out there. You're getting to be like a motivational speaker. You're getting into that mode now, because I feel the passion in what you're saying. So yeah, 100%.
Well,
the handshake.
Yeah. Well, I think you've always known, you know, the passion, you know, the fire that burns inside of me, because we talked a lot about that earlier on, you know, mm-hmm. as we started our whole development, you know, routine of kind of moving me and transitioning me in the right direction. But, you know, overall, you know, I've had to do that soul searching. I've had to look at that emotional intelligence test. I've had to go through and answer those questions. I've had to have the dialogue with my comrades and friends and family and say, okay, you know, I put in a lot of correction factors. I did this, I did that. And, you know, I've asked for forgiveness and we have to move beyond this. And, you know, just trying to get to that comfort place in life, you know, like you said, you know, the whole premises of why I diverted to cut to the chase is because, as you say, and I forget the word you use, I call it getting into my groove. Because once I'm in my groove, then it's like, hey, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can be throwing bullets and that stuff just going to bounce off of me, because guess what? I'm not going to allow for that stuff to stop me. It's not going to deter me. It's not going to disrupt me. It's just going to be like, you know, hitting some type of protection shield. Because at the end of the day, you know, I know what I want to do, and people that are a part of that, you know, that understand where that emotion and that passion and that energy is being driven, you know, they're saying, hey, if we don't get on board, then, you know, this guy's just going to be gone, you know. And another story, you know, about all this, which is kind of funny as we're talking about emotional intelligence, you know, the very first 3 podcasts we did, right?
Yes.
Which was all about recruitment. And, you know, Kaylee is just such a lovely, lovely lady. And, you know, we're like brothers and sisters, because, you know, every time we get together, there's always trouble and mischief, and we're slinging it back like, you know, like crazy, you know, I mean, not necessarily drinking, but just talking, you know?
I know what you mean.
You know, she told me the other day, she says, I read this on LinkedIn that you're getting ready to do like some podcast marathon. She goes, oh my God. I mean, she goes, I can't keep up with you. You know, it's like, she's like, 1 minute you're doing this and that takes off. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you got this going on and that takes off. She goes, man, you know, I love you to death, but man, I gotta get caught up. And I'm like, well, you want me to give you some recommendations? And she says, oh yeah, give me your recommendations. So I said, well, listen, this one, you know, and she goes, all right, I'm going to go do that. but you know, it's so ironic that, you know, we've had an opportunity, you know, this being our 3rd podcast, and for the growth that you've seen in me, and even for the growth that you've seen in yourself, because, you know, as I recall, and as we share with the listeners, you know, we started out, and then there was a period of time there where I think I lost you, and I'm like,
yeah,
like, what happened? What's going on here?
I fell off the map.
Yeah. I was like, man, you know, when I desperately needed you the most, it was like, poof. Yeah.
And I let you down. Let's be real.
yeah. Well, I won't say you let me down. I mean, we had some coming moments that basically said, hey, are we in this? Are we out of this? Yeah. What's going on? And, you know, once we put the correction in place and we understood where each other stood with regards to how we're going to help each other out, you know, I think at the end of the day, it turned out perfectly because, I mean, you've gone on to help me in a lot of other different facets besides coaching, you know, and advice on other different extremities and introducing me to your network and other various things. And I think all those things have just been, you know, the premises of the foundation, you know, the stability of who we can trust, who we have integrity in, you know, how well we feel comfortable and how well we can collaborate with others and understand, you know, what it takes to help keep them influenced, to motivate them, to drive them. And at the end of the day, it's about being freaking honest, you know?
Absolutely.
Just being real. Just being real about it.
I love this. If you make a recap, we've got to take part of what you're saying here. You're on fire. I love it. I'm enjoying this. Like, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast right now. This is awesome.
Well, you know, it was obviously important for me, you know, with everything you've got going on, because it was a way for me to give back. You know, I think that
Yes. You
had gotten away from social media, you know, and then you had various things going on in your life that you were trying to make a transition from. You know, we wanted to give you breathing space, but we also wanted to support you and allow for you to be back in the space that makes you happy. And now that you're back in your groove, I mean, it's not necessarily a yin or a yang. It is about collectively, like I said earlier, collaborating with people. I mean, it's all about that collaboration, because what better time to collaborate with people now when everybody's on their doggone computer for like 12 hours or eight hours a day than there ever is. I mean, if you can't meet people now the right way, you got problems, people.
Absolutely. I know, right? I know.
You got problems, you know?
Yeah. And I have to thank you, really, because there was a point where I was able to totally just be like, oh, right, you know what? I've just been trying to be this like professional coach with Greg and, you know, trying to like just kind of skate on the ice of like, you know, what is, you know, not going below the surface. And when I was finally able to open up to you, it was just like such a release. And you encouraged me to get back on the platforms. And when I finally did, I finally did post, and I got thousands of views on the first or second post after that conversation that we had. And I just had the whole community pull together and encourage me. And you know, that's a whole other story that I won't get into, but anybody who follows me on LinkedIn, you'll see a lot of videos on there. And I explain kind of like why I went sort of absent online for a while. And I have Greg here to thank for, you know, finally saying like, okay, Nadine, what's going on? Let me have it. And then, you know, once you were in the know, then you did what any good friend would do. And you encouraged me to, you know, just to be me. And that was something that inspired me to take that next step. And I think that a lot of what you're doing now with this podcast is going to have the same kind of ripple effect on a lot of people, even people who have been thinking, including myself, like, man, I've got to start a podcast too. Like, I got to continue the podcast that I started, or I have something that I need to share and I need to get off my chest, and that, you know, my voice needs to be heard. And this is, like you say, it's a great time in history to be utilizing these platforms. So yeah, I have so much to be grateful for. And, you know, even just being on this podcast today to talk about emotional intelligence is so awesome and so much fun. It's obviously a subject that I'm super passionate about.
Yeah. Well, certainly we, like I said, we're delighted to have you on board and talk about, you know, the sense of gratitude. You know, my last story that I'll share with everybody, as we've talked about, you know, emotional intelligence, is the sure fact that less than 3 weeks ago, Michelle Obama released her podcast. And as I went through and did the research on her podcast and what she was going to base her platform on, it was exactly the same as Cut to the Chase.
Amazing.
Verbatim. And I said to myself at that time, I said, talk about someone having the right idea at the right time. Mm-hmm. Where now people are starting to understand that open conversation, open dialogue with friends and family to talk about, professional colleagues, to talk about things that truly impact us. I mean, let's get real about it. Let's not view this behind the lens of a damn television program. Let's get real with one another so that we can figure out how to unite in an orderly fashion through some togetherness where we can respect people across all genres, all cultures, all nationalities. Because at the end of the day, when you're sitting behind the damn computer, like Nadine said earlier on, and you haven't met that person within 3 days through video chat, you might be getting catfish. And you might want to put your emotional intelligence in check if you decide that that's what you're going to do, is go through 3 weeks of that versus 2 days, you know?
The title of the podcast, Emotional Intelligence. Are you being catfished?
Are you being catfished? So, you know, I normally open up with kind of a quote that I do a little bit of research on, but, you know, we got to talking because we know each other and, you know, things just kind of flowed very well. And so I want to share a couple quotes with you, right? And so one of the quotes is from someone that I have, you know, a lot of respect in his words of wisdom and his writing styles, particularly as it deals with people. And basically what he says is, when dealing with people, remember you're not dealing with creatures of logic, but with creatures of emotion. Dale Carnegie. So certainly, you know, as we're talking about emotional intelligence, you know, you got to think about the sensitivity side. You got to think about the side of compassion and empathy. These have been things that we've talked about throughout literally the 42 episodes that we've recorded, people. I mean, if you go back and listen to them, that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And it's important that, you know, we continue to foster that message because it is very, very important. And I have one other one that I want to read off. And I think this one kind of resonates. It's almost like you wrote it, Nadine. So, so if your emotional abilities are not in hand, if you do not have self-awareness, if you are not able to manage your distressing emotions, if you cannot have empathy and have relationships, then no matter how smart you are, you're not going to get very far. Oh my God, that's some powerful words that got strung together. Man.
Amen. Preach it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Nadine, you know, I mean, we've been on our flow, as you call it. And any wrap-up words, any takeaways you'd like to give to our listeners?
I just want to say, first of all, just to encourage you, because I did have someone reach out to me at one point and say, like, oh, all this emotional intelligence, like, what if I don't have that? Like, what about my intelligence? What about just, you know, why can't I be successful just with my technical skill and my intelligence? And I just want to encourage people to say that the amazing thing about emotional intelligence is that it can be learned. You can grow, you can learn it, it can be developed, and IQ only contributes to 20% of life's successes. Emotional intelligence contributes to the rest. Therefore, there's hope for everyone. You're not stuck at where you are. You can grow. You can become self-aware. You can learn how to manage your emotions. You can learn how to motivate yourself. You can learn to have empathy. You can learn to handle relationships. And obviously, there's a lot of people out there like myself and other professionals and other specialists and other people who are in this space who are there to help as well. So I just want to encourage everyone, just, you know, however, whatever level you feel that you're at, that there's so much room for growth and it's never too late. And for sure, the most biggest thing that you can do right now for yourself, for your loved ones, in your life, even in your career, is to invest in your emotional intelligence.
Wow. Well, thank you certainly very much for those very thoughtful words. I mean, I'm left speechless, and normally, you know, the host is kind of not left speechless, but, you know, to everyone that's out there, certainly we want to say be safe. Nadine, we greatly appreciate you and this journey of what I can say to be a memorable podcast. I mean, after all, I mean, we probably have plenty more podcasts in the bag that we need to do down the road, but this will be one that will go down in the memory books for certain. And we're just delighted to have you on board. And so again, everyone that's listening, thank you very much. We appreciate all your support, love, all of your care, and by all means, please be safe, be careful out there, and God bless to everyone. This is Gregory Proctor, your host, Cut to the Chase. Bye-bye.